This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel says its troops are now in the heart of Gaza City. This sound of the fighting is from a video released by Hamas. We can't confirm the location or date the video was filmed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United Nations says again, they are demanding a humanitarian ceasefire now.
Before at the outset, I also want to pay respect and condolences to the over 10,000 lives that have been lost, and that includes the 192 healthcare workers in Gaza and 89 UNRWA staff. It's the highest loss of life for the United Nations in one operation in our history.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken speaking from Japan.
We had in-depth discussions about the steps that we are taking to address urgent needs on the ground. We all agreed that humanitarian pauses would advance key objectives to protect Palestinian civilians, to increase the sustained flow of humanitarian assistance, to allow our citizens and foreign nationals to exit, and to facilitate the release of hostages.
Blinken at the G7. Qatar is mediating negotiations between Israel and Hamas for the potential release of 10 to 15 hostages in Gaza in exchange for a ceasefire of 1 to 2 days. The EU has proposed to start membership talks with Ukraine.
Because today the Commission recommends that the Council opens accession negotiations with Ukraine and with Moldova. The Commission also recommends the opening of EU accession negotiations with Bosnia and Herzegovina, once the necessary degree of compliance with the membership criteria is achieved.
This is VOA News. October was the fifth straight month that the Earth set a record for the hottest month in recorded history, and it did so by a big margin compared to Octobers of pre-industrial times, 1.7 degrees Celsius. The Climate Change Service said Wednesday that 2023 is now virtually certain to be the hottest year on record. In Sri Lanka, the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation said it will provide $553 million in financing for a Colombo port terminal project partly owned by India's Adani Group, advancing the first foray by an Indian company into the sector. The CEO of the United States International Development Finance Corporation, Scott Nathan.
A project that creates jobs for local communities. A project that supports economic growth at a time of high need for economic growth.
Sri Lanka is an island off India's southern coast. It's mired in its worst financial crisis in more than 70 years after its foreign exchange reserves ran to record lows last year, forcing its economy to contract by almost 8%. The United States House of Representatives has voted to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib over her Israel-Hamas rhetoric. Here's Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall.
The House voted 234 to 188 to censure Representative Tlaib, the only Palestinian-American in Congress. Enough Democrats joined with Republicans to censure Tlaib, a punishment one step below expulsion from the House. Tlaib posted a video in which protesters chanted "From the River to the Sea," which some say calls for the destruction of Israel. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says he told a Michigan lawmaker the phrase is abhorrent.
But I would never think of punishing her or disciplining her because we disagree about that.
Tlaib said her criticism of the Jewish state has always been directed toward its government and its leadership under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Norman Hall, Washington.
An olive oil shortage from climate change has been made worse. VOA's Alexis Strupp says the cause? Thieves.
In the Mediterranean's olive-growing countries, the extreme weather caused by climate change is taking a toll. Drought in Spain is among many factors that have taken a big toll on production of olive oil. And with prices soaring, that sparked a rise in thievery that can include cutting down entire trees that have been around for a century or more. In Italy's southern Puglia region, growers are pleading with police to form an agriculture division.
Apparently, they also have little transmitters that look like olives to track the thieves. It's VOA.